Hello, I'm Dr. Felty. I created this podcast to share healing experiences, research, and education to raise awareness about our self-healing abilities and to reduce harm while healing. I've been on a self-healing journey from colitis, PTSD, addiction, anxiety, depression, shame, a big ego, you name it. But enough about me already. There are going to be different types of healers on here, and they're going to encourage you on different ways of healing because each one of us is a healer, even if you're just trying to heal yourself. And there are three ways that you can support this podcast. One, click subscribe. Two, give it a 5-star rating if that feels right for you. And three, share it with your tribe. Nothing on this podcast substitutes medical advice, and all claims said on here are up for interpretation. Take what works for you and leave the rest. I have a special guest for you today, so let's jump right in and get started. Hello, everyone. I have Sweta here with us today. Sweta is a good friend who has an autoimmune condition that she's going to share her healing journey with us. So Sweta, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. You're amazing. I love all your posts. They're so inspirational and insightful. You know, it's like I read a lot of doctors' posts, but they don't really share the insights that you do. And I totally appreciate that because, yeah, like a lot of doctors I see, they only cover like surface level supplement sort of information, but you like actually deep dive into like different topics that people want these answers for, you know?
Yeah, I see it every day, you know, I see it and it's like supplements and superficial stuff and diet and they're important, but like you said, that's just at the surface, you know, at the root of all of our illnesses. As you know, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's deep.
Oh, very much.
The floor is yours, Sweta. You can begin sharing your healing journey.
Great. Pleasure to meet everyone. My healing journey started, I had epilepsy when I was really young, like in 3 to 5 years old, and I was on heavy anti-seizure medications. And through that, I was too young to know anything about functional medicine or healing or anything like that. And then after my second incident, when I was like 19, I had passed out at a gym, and they had diagnosed me with autoimmune hemolytic anemia 2 days later. And I was on high doses of prednisone. I was on blood transfusions for at least 4 to 5 years. And at that stage, I kind of knew about just eating healthy, like a gluten-free diet, and just removing stress and positive affirmations. But I didn't really understand what healing meant. And a lot of people spoke about healing, and I kind of understood it was something to do with meditation. But at that time, I was so focused on just healing just that sort of condition I had and getting off of prednisone and getting into balance. And to me at that time was healing. And that sort of went away after 4 to 5 years, and I thought I was completely healed. But then like 2 years later, I had something called Hashimoto's, which is more common than the other two autoimmune conditions. And I knew my work, my healing wasn't over. There was something that was missing. And at that time, luckily, it wasn't like an acute situation of Hashimoto's. I had the time to really search for these answers, and they were soul deep. This is not something that I fixed with supplements or just like eating clean. I mean, for me, eating clean wasn't the answer. If that was the answer, I would have never had Hashimoto's in the first place. And even, you know, elimination diet, supplements, all those things were not the answer for me. And every doctor I went to just kind of threw me off to the side and said, hey, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You're too complex of a situation. And at that time, I kind of felt really sad that, like, you know, why didn't doctors want to help me? Why didn't they want to take the time to understand my body? And I was in Egypt and I took this master class on palmistry, and I was, you know, I was just trying to learn new things, and I didn't have any expectations from it, but it helped me understand my purpose. And I walked away with knowing that my purpose in this life was to really master peace and to really be able to help others who are on their healing journey with, you know, health and wellness, and help them bring these different modalities to life, these different options, and help them unlearn the conventional ways of doing things. And it made me realize, like, why I never had a support system growing up, why these doctors were not able to help me when I went to them, and they kind of just threw me to the side, why I even had these conditions in the first place. And it helped me realize that we all go through unique experiences to help each other out, and that's what humanity is supposed to be about. And learning that just brought a lot of peace in my life. And it helped me just put my energy towards something that was more healing, bringing inner peace, than focusing on these different protocols that were actually causing more stress in the body. So I think that was the short version of the long version.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, you mentioned epilepsy at first. What were your first symptoms?
I would say, when I remember, I knew it started in my gut, because I always, like, at that age, I was consuming a lot of sugar. I was taking a lot of, like, medications that made me feel, you know, those IBS symptoms, the constipation. And I think that's what sort of led me to the epilepsy, and even the autoimmune hemolytic anemia was these sort of gut issues that, you know, what maybe have started with, like, SIBO or something that was, that had just gone on too long, that kind of transpired into an autoimmune condition.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It does. And then, do you have any autoimmunity that runs in the family?
No, I mean, I have, like, the thing about my family is that, you know, they grew up in a very conventional environment, and, I sort of didn't live with my family. I lived with them till I was 16, but I'm sure they have autoimmune conditions, because I did do my 23andMe, genetic testing, and both variants, they both had, you know, the autoimmune sort of marker. And so I'm sure they do, but they're not diagnosed.
I see. Okay. And then the Hashimoto's, you know, when that started happening, what kind of symptoms were you getting in the beginning of that?
So I wasn't really getting any symptoms. And that was the thing, because it was so, the antibodies and my thyroid levels were normal. It's just I had these antibodies, and so they put me on, and my antibodies were around like 100, 200 max. And they put me on thyroid medication, and that's when I started getting these symptoms of, like, hair loss, weight gain, you know, feeling fatigued. And I just thought, you know, I mean, if this is a medication, it was Armour thyroid, and I stopped taking that because of these symptoms that I started getting after I started taking it. And I kind of looked deeper into it and I realized that it was my adrenals that were completely shocked and not my thyroid, because my thyroid numbers went down when I started to fix my adrenals.
How did you know it was your adrenals?
It was kind of a funny story. I mean, I just had moved to Nevada, and I went to a naturopathic doctor who was super old school. Like, she took this device and she puts it like between your knuckles to see which organs are off balance. And she's the one that actually told me that it was my adrenals, when all these functional medicine doctors were trying to put me on thyroid medication, like trying to fix my thyroid, and my thyroid wasn't the problem.
Wow. What was that like, you know, for you to find that out and kind of connect with that?
It kind of like helped me understand that like blood tests aren't everything, you know. It's like, it helped me sort of take blood tests with a grain of salt, versus like before I would rely on blood tests for everything, like even the stool tests. And also like it just made me realize that a lot of doctors today, they don't read between the lines of what is really going on, because I couldn't go back to not taking that, you know, thyroid medication, because it completely threw off the balance in my body, and to bring that balance back in my body was very tough. So it was a very long road of trying to basically bring that balance not only in my body but in my mind.
Yeah. And I'm curious, bringing your body into balance, kind of what were the first steps you take, you know, for someone listening who may be resonating with what you're saying, finding out it was your adrenals and then finding, bringing that balance back. How did you get started with that?
I went to many different doctors, but I wish I didn't do that, because it was just, you know, they would tell me that, hey, your cholesterol is high. I mean, I can see that it's high on the test. So it kind of just made me feel like I wasn't getting the answers I wanted. And I didn't really understand the bigger picture of this, even though I knew it was like all temporary. I knew it was just an experience. And that's something that I would sort of start off with if anyone is dealing with an autoimmune condition, knowing that it's a temporary experience to help you understand something that's bigger than yourself. And that's something that I was searching for on this journey, is like, what is the big picture? What am I supposed to do with this experience? And what's the sort of silver lining? And like taking that sort of viewpoint versus like, hey, let me, you know, take a lot of supplements and see if it fixes the problem. Because most of the time it didn't. Like, I took an adrenal supplement. It fixed my adrenals, and I was sort of the thyroid was being fixed by itself because the adrenals were being fixed. But I wanted to understand what was taxing the adrenals in the first place, you know, and that was a lot of that balance that I was missing in my life, because I lived that go, go, go lifestyle, you know. So even if I took the supplement, that was only one factor of many different factors. It was a complete lifestyle change.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm sure that wasn't easy.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a sacrifice. I mean, I really feel for people who are on this road to heal naturally, because it's not easy. It's not easy to sort of live a different life than the average person that doesn't have to look after their health every single day, you know?
Yeah. And then that go, 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 you know, personality that you're mentioning, which, you know, I can resonate. I have that too. I think everyone in the Western world has it. How did you work on that? How did you bring that into balance?
One of the things I did was I understood, like, you know, the lifestyle I wanted. And based on that, I would sort of say, okay, well, these are going to be my working hours. This is, you know, my walk time. This is going to be my, you know, like workout time. And I would sort of have the schedule that I wanted to live by. And then I would go after these different positions or have my work be done in the time that I had it. So I could go to bed by like 11 o'clock and, you know, making sure that I had enough rest every night was the biggest thing. Like, I prioritize sleep over working out or working or anything. And that was one of the biggest things that sort of helped me a lot, because the one thing about sleeping was that it wasn't just about how long you slept, it was about the quality of sleep. And when I was just, you know, measuring my own sleep, I realized that, I mean, I was sleeping for 8 hours, but the sleep quality wasn't like deep to the rim sort of sleep. It was a lot of like light sleeping. So that's something that I wanted to understand on a deeper level, was how can I get that good quality sleep without having to take so many supplements? And that was like my goal to figure out. But that was the approach I took, was like focusing on my sleeping and enhancing that, and then sort of having a very balanced schedule where I wasn't over committing to many different things.
I see. And Sweta, I'm curious, when you improved your sleep to make it deeper and more quality, was there something specific that you did during the day or in your nighttime routine that helped you with that?
Initially, I thought eliminating caffeine would solve the problem, but it was a lot of like different factors, because I think the gut is actually related to the sleep and the brain health. And I just tried to like listen to, I tried to like meditate before I went to sleep. And based after that, I would just kind of fall asleep. I used CBD as well, and that helped me relax. But I didn't really like have any sort of protocol I used to get better sleep. I just kind of focused on breathing and like these simple things like meditation and taking CBD. And I think all of that sort of combined and helped me get that sleep I needed. But it starts with the gut, and just fixing the gut can do wonders, I think, when it comes to sleeping.
And it makes sense, you know, with sleeping, our brains detox. You know, we have it's called a glymphatic system, and it helps detox all the toxins while we're sleeping. We can't do it during the day because our brain is so busy thinking. So I just love that you prioritize sleep, and obviously it's really helped you.
Yeah. I mean, I never realized how like bad my sleep was until, you know, I used the Oura ring, and I just kind of use it to understand my sleeping patterns. And, I didn't realize like how, it affected the quality of my sleep, and how the quality of your sleep is more about just, you know, it's more about than sleeping 8 hours a day, you know. And I wish I had educated myself on this before, like the different stages of sleeping and how you can enhance each stage of the sleeping cycle.
Yeah. And then you also mentioned, you know, meditation and breathing, which again, when we don't get enough oxygen, you know, because we're so go, 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 the body can't function, you know, we can't feel calm.
Right. Very true. I mean, there was like a lot of anxiety and trying to bring that peace in your life during like those sort of times of uncertainty, because I mean, we live in currently, you know, in the last 2 years, it's like, it's totally been unpredictable. And people who have like these autoimmune conditions, it's even more unpredictable for them. So I think it's just challenging us to really do that inner work and make sure we're always at peace and not have these circumstances have the power over our own thoughts, you know, and our own peace. And I think that's like one thing you would have to master in order to start healing.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. One thing that I've learned around anxiety, and tell me if this resonates at all, is that anxiety can become a symptom of gut inflammation, but it also can become a symptom of stored up trauma in the body from childhood that we don't process and release out.
Very true. And when you don't grow up with a very great, I would say, support system, how can you really release that trauma, you know?
Yeah. So I'm curious with, you know, the sleeping, the breathing, the CBD oil, during this time, how was your anxiety? Was it getting better or was it staying the same?
Pretty much like, I would say my anxiety was not really at its peak. I mean, a lot of people in some of the circumstances I was going through, they're like, how do you still have a smile on your face after, you know, dealing with that? And after hearing comments like that, I'm like, okay, well, yeah, like I have reprocessed the anxiety and I'm not feeling it like I did, because somehow I feel like things will work out, you know, and when you have that sort of mindset of like, I guess, forward moving, like things will work out, you know, you'll find a way to make them work. It's kind of like we release that anxiety, panic, that pain, and sort of just go with the flow.
Well, I mean, I love that, but so many people find it so hard to go with the flow. I guess, do you have any advice on how you do that other than just, you know, or is it just you literally saying in your mind, like, I'm going with the flow?
I wish it was that easy, but,
right.
You know, like, it was just a lot of deep breathing work. And like every time I exhaled, I would like basically picture myself getting that energy, that panic, that fear, that anxiety is just leaving me and I'm still going on the train, you know. And sometimes like I envision that I'm in a train and things get on and get off and like the train just keeps going. And as it goes, it's like releasing all these negative things. And when you come up with certain visions like that and sort of put your mind through that sort of exercise, it helps you release those emotions of anxiety, the pain, the fear, and really making yourself the observer of every situation. That's also helped me a lot.
I love the visualization. Very, very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned gut healing and getting your gut right. How that looked like for you?
It's hard to tell what really worked, you know, and what didn't. And I think just kind of releasing that stress and bringing that balance in my life was helping a lot. I mean, I took a lot of like antivirals, like, you know, black seed oil, oregano oil, olive leaf oil. And, you know, I was trying to detox my body every probably few days, twice a week at least, you know, in different ways, like the infrared sauna. Sometimes I'd use the coffee enema, and sometimes I would just, you know, like go for a walk, things like that, that would help me sort of understand that, like, it was more about the detoxing than like living with this inflammation. And it's hard to really say what has helped me fix my gut. It's been a lifestyle, because my whole mindset has been more about detoxing and sort of creating that clean environment for the gut, and not, you know, having processed food, things like that. But also being in that mindset of, hey, I'm not going to let things that happen to me get to me and create this trauma response. You know, I'm going to not hold resentment. I'm going to be at peace in my own body and take the observer point of view. And with that and everything I was doing, it's kind of all worked together.
Yes. It sounds like it. It sounds like a very holistic approach.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why, you know, I don't believe that there's only one way to do things, and everybody's so different. You know, I mean, some people can eliminate gluten and they can eliminate Hashimoto's, but my situation was a lot more complex, and I feel like I'm still improving by the day.
Yeah. It's a lifelong journey and process, huh?
Exactly. And I mean, there is no cure. It's something that, like, you will have to experience flare-ups, but my flare-ups are not like they used to be, you know? I mean, where I'm completely down for the count and I need to sleep 16 hours every day, you know? Now my flare-ups are kind of like, you know, I feel a little bit fatigue here and there, and then it kind of just goes away. But it's not what it used to be, where I had the bloating and just the digestive issues, uncontrollable digestive issues on when I ate anything. So it's a lot different.
Yeah. And you know, not having those symptoms, you know, how does it feel mentally and emotionally?
I mean, my head is a lot clearer, I would say. Like, I don't have that brain fog and that confusion where, you know, like people would send me all these emails from work and everything was just like a chore. When you have brain fog, it's a different sort of mentality where you don't feel like doing anything, you know, and everything is just like, even sending a couple emails is tough, you know, and having that sort of clear mind it's like makes the biggest difference in the world.
Oh yeah. Yes, it does. And then if you don't mind me asking, Sweta, do you currently take medications for the Hashimoto's, or have you been off that armor thyroid for a while now?
Yeah, no, I don't take anything. I mean, I was on armor and thyroid for a month and then I kind of just went off of it because it wasn't helping me. And then the doctor said you should be on LDN and levothyroxine. And I tried that for a month and actually made my thyroid worse. So I decided that I'm not going to take any prescription drugs and take a completely holistic approach. And I believe that the body can heal naturally. I don't think that you need these medications And I don't know, I've always felt that in my gut, that the body can reverse itself. Like, yeah, sometimes it needs to compensate for different things that it's lacking in. And one way it does that is by creating, you know, inflammation. But it's kind of like understanding the body and where things are off and using these different modalities to help you detect that, you know. And I did so many different things, like muscle testing and like the doctor with the old school way of putting the needle between the knuckles. And, you know, so it wasn't just one approach, but I took all these different modalities and I sort of healed myself just from learning every different perspective.
Yeah. I think that's the best approach, personally.
Yeah, I mean, and I just don't know, like, you know, one approach, it doesn't work for everybody. So it's kind of like you have to almost have the courage to try different ways of doing things.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm curious, I know you're into mind-body medicine, mind-body healing. I'm just curious, have you heard anything about how the thyroid is associated with childhood, like not humiliation or like hushing up or needing to be quiet?
Yeah, I've, a lot of people that I've worked with had told me that it's like not speaking up, kind of just holding what you have to say in within you. And it's kind of supposed to be this sort of signal to have you be more expressive, I think. And I've heard that about Hashimoto's.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit. And so I'm curious, with all these healing modalities, is there one that is your favorite?
I don't have a favorite, you know. I think each of them were needed sort of to get that whole body perspective. I mean, because the functional medicine doctors, they were great at, you know, giving me blood tests and doing the blood work and sort of seeing what was off in that glimpse of a moment. But I mean, it was like even acupuncture, it kind of helped me understand which areas needed more energy than the other areas. And like the naturopathic doctor sort of helped me understand which organs were lacking. So, I think like all these different things sort of combine. I mean, in the palmistry masterclass, just put a whole different perspective into what this whole experience has been around my health, you know. And I wondered my entire life, like, why have I been a slave to my health? And that's what it's felt like. And I didn't know like how long it was going to continue. So, you know, and that I think understanding that bigger picture of it and helping other people who are struggling has been the most rewarding to me. And like, it's about bringing that joy back into your life. And that's sort of what brings that balance naturally.
Yes. Can you tell us about this masterclass a little bit?
Yeah, it was in Egypt, and I signed up for it last minute. But they basically like read your palms and help you understand, like, just, you know, what you need to master in this life, like your lessons, your purpose, your gifts, and also like the schools that your soul has to go through. And it was all about the soul and the work that had to be done in order for you to reach that sort of mastery in life. And for me, like, it was mastering self-love and mastering peace. Like, those were the two things that my soul had to master in this life through different lessons and experiences. And my purpose was to start a community around health and wellness and help people who are dealing with mostly autoimmune conditions. And it was like basically the schools that the soul had to go through, the lessons that I had to learn was very useful as well. So understanding that bigger perspective of your soul and the things that you like were meant to achieve, because I think that we all come here to serve in one way or another. We just don't know what that is until we understand and discover ourselves. So it helped me just discover myself and what life was really about that was beyond just me.
Wow. Very, very interesting. And then can you tell everyone the community that you've started and a little bit about that? If, you know, if someone's listening and they have an autoimmune condition and, you know, need a tribe.
Of course. Yeah, I started this community. It's called Heal Veda. And basically, it started with like zero women. Now it's like up to 2,000 women. And we basically discuss natural ways of healing. I kind of like take them through these different approaches that they can try themselves and overall help them take more of a spiritual approach to healing and instead of that conventional approach.
Well, I love that. You know, I'm all about the spiritual healing. Can you talk more about that and what you mean for someone who maybe doesn't really know what that means?
Yeah, like spiritual healing is understanding that but what you're experiencing is just one factor of the big picture. And understanding that this is a journey of your soul, and you have to sort of through these different phases that we go through, you have to understand your soul's purpose on earth and what the bigger picture is. And I think that inner work is like and helping you heal the traumas and that inner child and all these different things that have sort of held you back, and releasing those things from the body so you can feel like yourself again. You can feel like you're whole, you know? And sometimes we don't realize what's holding us back. Like, we don't realize that we have all these different traumas that have never been processed, you know, and we are afraid to admit that. And I think admitting them is and releasing them is like the first step of taking this spiritual journey.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining that. And you mentioned inner child. So I'm just curious, is there anything that you do or anything that you recommend or that you know of a first way of healing the inner child, or maybe getting in touch with the inner child?
Yeah, I mean, the way that I sort of worked with the inner child was understanding my reactions, understanding my triggers, my responses, like things that were irritating me, and then trying to sort of create different ways of basically training my brain to react differently or take a different approach when I saw those things sort of catching up to me again. using affirmations, like, for example, even with my health, like I was constantly like, I'd say, hey, I'm fatigued, I'm feeling these symptoms, like, why me? Instead, I would be like, well, I'm getting healthier, you know, like I would take that approach of trying to just heal and envision what I wanted to, versus just being stuck in that situation of being the victim of my health.
Yeah. Which is so important, Sweta. You know, victim mentality will make us sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's really like helped me take that ownership approach.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned like getting to know, which I love your approach with the inner child. I'm really interested because when you mentioned triggers or like negative emotions, you know, my first thought is that is our ego and that like the inner child is what wants to like play and rest and, you know, be silly and goofy and just be free. I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is like, I, like, for example, one of my triggers was that I would feel really anxious when people didn't like do what they say they would do. And I would get really triggered by it. And I would just, you know, like totally, it would totally change my mood and the way that I would react towards them. And it's something that I had to heal, you know, and in order to sort of get out of that stage of letting it affect me, you know, instead I kind of just navigate around it now and approach it differently than I used to.
Yeah. I mean, mastering our reactions is so, so difficult.
Absolutely.
It really is. But I guess that's how you master peace, right? Is mastering your expectations, your reactions.
Exactly. And yeah, like once I realized that everything that I've been through in my life was sort of setting me up to master peace because I had only two ways to react. And one was like, I didn't have a choice actually to react. I was the only way I could get on with the situation is to have peace in my life. Otherwise, there was no one to go cry to. There was no one that was going to come save me or anything. So it really put me in the position to have to master peace.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Isn't that funny what life teaches us and all the patterns in our life until we finally realize like what we need to do?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's funny how the like life kind of puts us in that position to learn a certain way of doing things, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I say funny, but I also mean painful.
Yes. Yes.
Very painful. Well, thank you, Sweta. And then my last question is, anything else you want to share? Is there anything else that you want to share with us about healing, health and wellness?
Yeah. I mean, I would just say, you know, it's for all of you on a natural healing journey, don't give up. Don't like let supplements or protocols or, you know, things that are not improving get to you because it's an experience and experiences change, you know, and one day you can wake up and not feel any symptoms at all. And it's your mindset. And if you're feeling, you know, if you can just tell yourself you're feeling healthier and healthier, it's, your body will start processing that too. So I think that's my last tip.
Thank you, Sweta. I really appreciate your time and your energy and your vulnerability.
Yeah, enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And then we will be in touch. And like I said, if you need anything, I'm here.
Thank you, Dr. Felty.
Yeah. Take care, my dear.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.